AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. In Greece, celebrations are getting underway following a referendum on austerity measures. The government is projecting more than 60% of voters have now rejected demands for more belt tightening to be linked to international loans to stabilize that country's finances. This voter agrees with the vote to reject the austerity measures, but says something needs to be done.
We should somehow find a common field of understanding, okay? We should not arrive to the extremes, either one side and the other, because Greece is places in Europe and we should stay in Europe.
This week, Greece defaulted on its debts and banks were shut down to prevent their collapse. It's not clear when those banks might reopen. In Vienna, a Tuesday deadline looms for negotiators to reach a nuclear agreement with Iran. Secretary of State Kerry is cautiously optimistic a deal will be struck.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress. But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues.
He says at this point, diplomatic efforts could go either way. 4th of July turned tragic in several parts of the country. Three people were killed. Several others are still missing after a pontoon boat they were riding in hit a bridge and capsized in the Ohio River near Louisville, Kentucky. In Chicago, a 7-year-old boy who was celebrating the 4th with his family was one of three people shot and killed overnight. At least 27 others were wounded in overnight shootings. More than a dozen people were hurt when a deck collapsed at a North Carolina beach house. And an infant was found in a car seat on the side of a road in suburban Washington, D.C. last night. A woman claiming to be the child's mother had contacted police. The 3-month-old girl was found right before midnight after a resident had called to report that there was an abandoned child in a car carrier on the side of the road. This is AP Radio News. As Americans travel the country's highways on summer vacations, lawmakers are looking for ways to keep the money flowing to the National Highway Trust Fund.
There have been more than 30 short-term funding extensions, the most recent in May. It runs through the end of the month. While the goal is a long-term measure, key questions include how many years should it cover and how to pay for it, including whether to raise the 18-cent-a-gallon gas tax and the 24-cent-a-gallon tax on diesel fuel. Senate Democrats say they'd have a hard time going for another short-term measure. They'd like a 6-year bill, with much of that cost covered by taxing corporate profits earned overseas. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
The first pope from Latin America is heading back to South America. He's visiting Ecuador, Bolivia, and Paraguay this week because they are among the poorest nations in the region. Crowds have been gathering all day along his expected route from the airport in Quito to the place that he will be staying. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.